I've not audio booed for a while, and I'm actually audio booing from home. And it's kind of a refreshing start to where I'm going into for the summer. And I kind of wanted to share that with you. I haven't done some podcasts for a while, and I've had loads of people that I've been wanting to get onto projects to bring some sort of income in, and wrapped up with, you know, the ethics of income and also independence. Some of you may know that I do a lot of stuff with equity and with artists and creatives in terms of having been a facilitator. I retrained as a web designer and I really wanted to be a web designer, and I saw loads of people doing stunning stuff, and I learned HTML and actually having the technical skills to deliver something does not make you a creative. And that's a really key thing, that the spark of creativity, the genius of innovation in terms of graphics, is a skill that the good graphic designers, people with talent, that is their currency. And I think with any creative, you've got to determine your currency. And for me, it's being able to help people realise their creativity. And that took a long time to manifest from me, because it kind of felt that I was leeching, because I desperately wanted to be as creative and talented as they were. But then the people that I have worked with recently, and it is, you know, especially, you know, Phil Campbell has been a huge influence in my practice as an independent, and a real example of, you know, how it can be done to the extreme. And we all know that Phil lives his life to his extreme, and I could never live it to that extreme. But part of being able to support my friend was also to be able to do the other things that I'm able to give as a facilitator. And it is part of a friendship, and it's part of being the thing for someone that they need. And that isn't always a friend. You know, I think there's often stuff said with parents at the moment that, you know, one of the things that often goes wrong with parental relationships with children is they try to be their friend. And I've seen it happen. They try and be their kid's friend. They desperately want to be the cool mum. But there is sometimes a role for distance, and there's a role for mentors, and there's a role for facilitators, and there's a role for creators, and there's a role for administrators. And I think collaboration is also something that people use the word collaboration as flippantly as they use the word creative, and it starts to lose any kind of context. And then people try and find context for the real thing that's been usurped by the appropriation of the word itself. And I think creative is a huge one to think about, that a lot of people that I come across who claim to be a creative business, I instantly lose respect for them, because I know deeply talented, creative people working in the performance industries, working in the arts and culture industries, who, when you are a true creative, it comes along with a compulsion. And when I work with artists, the thing that I am conscious that I, not protecting, but making sure that remains safe, is not to exploit the compulsion to create. If you do not have the compulsion to create, if you've chosen to do it because you like it, it's not the same as being a soul-driven creative. And that might be harsh for some people to hear. And I know, having worked with performance creatives, I've also come across actors who have the compulsion to create, but don't have the talent. And if and it's tragic to watch, and I've had to watch it, and it spirals into self-destruction and delusion, and I came out of that industry, and I see it all around in the creative industries. And there's a lot for creative industries to wake up and actually look at the things that they see as creative, the things that have inspired them, and why they think being a creative is such an amazing path to go down. Who are the creatives who have sparked that in you? Because you will probably find that when you explore those creatives, they are penniless. Artists are never rich. If they have got money, they've usually been picked up by a patron. And it's that patron who has supported them to be the creative. So think about being a patron of the arts, being a patron of creativity. You know, be an engineer of technology and apply social. But when it comes to creativity, recognise that that kernel of reality for people who are compelled to create, it's their currency. And if you know what your currency is, you know that that's what gives you value. It's what you exchange for the currency that is the trading mechanism of our society, which is money, which is coins and paper, which you can go into a shop and you can buy food. You can have in your bank account and you can pay bills. Just think about the real core of what creativity is. There's some great things coming on the horizon. I just, you know, email me, tweet me. I'm often not very good at getting past engagement. I'm a backstage geek. I'm not a technology geek. I'm a backstage geek. I'm much happier when I've got my buzzers and my cue lights and I'm helping people. But in terms of talking to people, I might come across as knowing what I'm doing, but I'm actually very, very good at following a well-laid script. So it's not very easy to ask for help, but if you've listened all the way through to this, thanks. And, you know, what are you up to? What are you doing? What's inspiring you? You know, what do you want bringing to reality? Because I need those things. I need those things to blossom in other people. And I've got my other projects. But, you know, that's what makes me happy. Realising creativity. But currency, that's the thing I want you to think about. Your currency. What every creative that you meet, what is their currency? Is it their skill? Is it their talent? What is it? That's it.